When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Welcome to another podcast at SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers and great local sponsors like Madison Firefighters, Madison Teachers, and our friends at the Madison Teamsters Local 695. Joining us now, Marilyn Townsend. She is a labor attorney in the city of Madison, actually Shorewood Hills. She is a municipal judge in Shorewood Hills. And for the second time, she is running for circuit court, this time for Branch 1. I have endorsed her this time. Marilyn, nice to talk to you.
Lovely to be here. Thanks, Sly, for having me on.
Why are you running again?
I'm running because I care deeply about fairness and equal justice in our courts, and I want to bring my unique combination of legal and judicial experience to work to help reduce racial disparities, to improve access to justice, improve our courts, and make sure that justice for all is a reality as well as a promise. And as I think about what I bring to the court, including my legal and judicial experience, my success at the Supreme Court, elected three times as a municipal court judge, and a long history of commitment to social and equal justice, Sly, those qualities are as necessary now as they ever were. And I want to serve all the people of Dane County.
I would imagine every Dane County Circuit Court judge would say they want to be fair, right? That they want to be impartial, that they want to be fair. I get the feeling from what you have said that you think that maybe there's a camera angle not being looked at when people walk into that. And I'm going to use a little, that's a coaching tip a former broadcaster used to give me when I'd set up topics. Go from that camera angle or that camera angle. Is there something that's being missed right now in circuit courts all over the country, much less Dane County?
Well, I think there's a lot of issues going on that my unique combination of legal and judicial experience would help the good work that's already occurring. So, for example, I am committed to improving the racial disparities. I am in favor of expanding the restorative justice courts, the treatment and specialty courts, and it is some of the work that is currently being done, but I think my background and what I do in municipal court would make me a good candidate at this point.
You've said to me in the past, you think there are some times where people come to court and they're not listened to, they're not heard, they're overlooked. Can you kind of give me a sense of how you think that's happening, or why is it happening?
Well, I think access to justice is a very important issue, and so much of access to justice is, number one, having an attorney, and in criminal cases, individuals who cannot afford an attorney are provided an attorney, but that is not the case in civil cases, employment, child custody. And while different organizations try and address that need, as a practical matter, a lot of needs go unaddressed. So what I do as a municipal court judge is I ensure that the people who come before me, most of whom do not have an attorney, that the law is explained, their options are explained, so that their case can be best served by having as much information as possible.
Are there people needlessly in jail because they just simply don't have money to get themselves out? And I've seen this in Milwaukee, where there are people who have unpaid parking tickets. They let them build up, or unpaid traffic tickets, and they don't have the money to pay them, and they end up spending time in jail.
Well, Sly, I think there are some real serious problems with the bail system in our country and in Dane County, and people ought not to be in jail simply because they can't afford to pay.
Well, then they lose their job.
Absolutely.
They can't provide for their family, they can't watch their children. It really sets off a chain of events. Not that you shouldn't pay your traffic tickets. I'm sure if I got hauled before your court and Shorewood Hills. Wait a minute. I have gotten parking tickets in Shorewood Hills. You'd expect me to pay them, but so how do we balance that? You know, holding people accountable, but also making sure they're not destroyed by their mistakes.
Well, as a municipal court judge currently, I will offer defendants the opportunity to avoid a record by postponing sentencing where appropriate so they can get drug and alcohol assessment or offer community service as an alternative to a conviction. I also offer payment plans, or if people cannot afford to pay, then they have an opportunity to do community service rather than paying the fine.
Do you deal with drunk driving cases?
I do. I deal with first offense drunk driving.
And that is not a crime in Wisconsin right now. See, here's what defense attorneys tell me, that if you were to criminalize the first offense in Wisconsin, it would overburden the circuit court judges, and that all those cases that are now being held in municipal courts would end up moving to circuit court cases, and that Wisconsin, even though it isn't criminalized, actually has a higher rate of convictions on first-time drunk drivings than many states that do criminalize it, because those end up getting pleaded out. That's the argument they make. Do you think they should remain in municipal courts?
Well, I think the issue of whether first offense drunk driving should be criminal or an ordinance violation is certainly a legislative decision, and I would not comment further on that, other than that in the many cases I've dealt with over a period of 6 years, I do offer the sentences permitted by law, and people get drug and alcohol assessments.
Are we getting people enough treatment?
No. I think that we face some substantial issues, because what I see in municipal court and certainly countywide, 40% of the people in the Dane County Jail are suffering from diagnosable mental illnesses, and nationwide, and we think here in Dane County as well, 80% of those in jail have certain substance abuse addictions. And it's a failure to have treatment that often leads to recidivism. And I think what I'm in favor of is I would, as a circuit court judge, participate in and support an expansion of treatment courts in order that people get the treatment they need, they're held accountable, but it also helps reduce recidivism and turns lives around.
How would you be different than all the other judges that are on the court right now with your background, your perspective?
Well, for over 35 years as a lawyer representing individuals in a lot of different situations, and as a municipal court judge, many of the people who come before me are not represented by a counsel. I believe I understand the challenges that people face and the situations that bring them into court. And I don't want to take away from any of the circuit court judges. My observation has been that everyone is working hard to do a good job. But I think my background, I was raised on a farm in northern Wisconsin. My parents never graduated from high school. They were raised in the Great Depression. But they taught all eight of us kids the importance of hard work, perseverance, education, and giving back to the community. And part of my interest in serving as a municipal court judge and now as a circuit court judge, and the work I've done as a lawyer, is my understanding of the challenges that people face and the importance of having thoughtful representation.
Some think the circuit court seats in Dane County should be a stepping stone to higher office, whether it be in the appellate level or the Supreme Court level, state Supreme Court race. How do you view that?
I want to serve all the people of Dane County as circuit court judge. That is what I am asking the people of Dane County to vote for me for, and I am committed to serving 6 years, and if the voters do me the honor, perhaps another term.
You'll serve out your full 6 years.
Absolutely.
You know, I see a pattern of judges retiring in the middle of their terms, and then Governor Walker appointing judges to fill those positions. And we've seen some really good judges retire, and they've been replaced by some people that have already taken sides. Before they get to the court, they start talking about tough on criminals and tough on crime and tough on this. Seems to me that's the position of maybe a district attorney, although you could even argue against that. That aren't you supposed to sort of be fair? Isn't fair the important part of being a judge?
Absolutely. And I believe deeply in the power of the law to make people's lives better, to right wrongs, and to end injustice. But I also believe that the power of the law derives from it being applied fairly and equally. That's what I do as a municipal court judge, and that's what I will do for all the people of Dane County as a circuit court judge.
But when you become a judge, I guess you have to be prepared to hand out a punishment that is commensurate with the crime in some cases, that to keep the public safe.
Well, as a judge now, I look at all the options available to me, and a circuit court judge under Wisconsin law, when it comes to sentencing, which is always a difficult decision, must look at the severity of the crime, the character of the defendant, and protecting the public. But along with that is rehabilitation and the chances of recidivism. And as a municipal court judge, I look at options, and where possible, when we're dealing with drug and alcohol issues or mental illness, I try to offer individuals the opportunity to avoid a record and postpone sentencing so they can get the assessments and treatments they need.
Marilyn Townsend with us at SlysOffice.com, sponsored by the United Steelworkers and great local sponsors like S&R Remodeling. We'll be right back.
Injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh.
John and I approach personal injury cases in the same way. We want to be certain that our clients are treated fairly, that our clients are comfortable, that our clients know they can trust us to get the best result for them.
It's our professional responsibility to make certain you are fairly and fully compensated. Most of our cases are settled without a trial.
Call injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh at 257-5661 for the personal attention you deserve.
If you have a broken guitar, don't fret. Take the scenic drive to Fort Atkinson to Jeff's Guitar Clinic. We'll have you fretting your guitar in no time at all. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic, we love guitars.
We're back at SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers. Marilyn Townsend with us. She is one of the two candidates running in this race. I am endorsing her this time wholeheartedly. I want to ask you about the different rotations that circuit court judges go through. In smaller counties, you take everything, but in Dane County, you go through rotations. Which one are you looking forward to?
Well, the first rotation when I'm elected, assuming I am elected, will be the criminal rotation. Judges in Dane County serve 2 years and then rotate to other areas, civil, juvenile.
Right. Which one are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the criminal rotation.
Criminal one. Yeah. Why is that?
Well, I think it gives me an opportunity to address issues facing us in Dane County. The racial disparities are among the worst in the nation, and I think we need an opportunity to look at options available in the criminal justice system. I believe there's a lot of good initiatives being done on the countywide basis, and treatment courts, restorative justice courts, efforts to combat implicit bias, pilot programs testing better ways to determine the amount of bail. And I would look at all the options available as a circuit court judge.
Would you say that your judicial philosophy, and I know you're not going to the Supreme Court, but it would be a little different than John Roberts' description of, we're just there to call balls and strikes.
Well, my judicial philosophy is fairly straightforward. Judges are independent and impartial arbiters who are to apply the law fairly, listen carefully to each side, be knowledgeable of the law. And this is what I do as a municipal court judge and what I would do as a circuit court judge.
But it also seems to me, you're saying to me, that judges shouldn't be on some pedestal, and the decisions made by judges have to have some relevance in what's going on in society and the problems in a county. They can't be detached.
Well, I think one of the valuable parts of what I bring to the circuit court, in addition to my legal and judicial experience, is my deep involvement in the Dane County community. I'm a member of the NAACP Criminal Justice Committee. For over 25 years, I have volunteered at the Free Unemployment Compensation Clinic. I volunteer at the Veterans Law Clinic. I know the challenges people face and the situations that bring them into court, and I think that's very valuable for a judge to understand the people that come before the court. Because in criminal court, we're dealing with individuals, and it's important to have some understanding of individual lives.
Yeah, so here's what people tell me. Marilyn Townsend is everywhere. They see you everywhere. When do you take a break?
Well, I very much want to serve as a circuit court judge, and it is an honor to have the opportunity.
Even when you're not running, though. I'm talking about before you were ever a candidate for anything. You know, and I saw you this summer when former Governor Schreiber gave that very compelling testimony about his book, My Two Elaines, at the public library downtown. And you were there asking good questions. And, obviously, there are a lot of caregivers in Dane County right now that are dealing with the very same problems that the former governor is having to deal with. They just don't have his resources. You care about that stuff.
Well, I do. I care about individuals. I certainly bring a long background of dealing with the problems that people have to address. And I feel that it makes me a better lawyer and a better judge. And also, I care about serving the people. And I thought former Governor Marty Schreiber's presentation was amazing. I must say I'm very proud to be endorsed by former Governor Marty Schreiber.
He endorsed your opponent last time, right? And so this time he's endorsing you.
He's endorsing me.
Same with Tony Earle.
And I'm very proud to have the endorsement of Russ Feingold, who generally doesn't get involved in these races. But former Senator Russ Feingold said he believes I'm the best candidate because of my legal and judicial experience, my values, including the fact that I am voluntarily limiting the amount of campaign contributions to my campaign.
What's the point of differentiation in this race? What's the issue in this race that separates you and your opponent, Susan Crawford?
I'm the only candidate in this race for judge who is a judge. My opponent has no judicial experience. I've overseen and decided more than 3,000 cases. I preside over trials. I issue written decisions. I manage a courtroom. And that experience is important for two reasons. Number one, I will be able to hit the ground running as a judge serving all the people of Dane County on day one. This circuit hears a lot of cases. It is very busy and it faces big challenges. We need a judge who's ready to start addressing those challenges from day one. Secondly, it's important because people can know what kind of judge I will be by what kind of judge I am. I've been elected three times. I hear cases in Dane in municipal court from people from all over Dane County. I am fair, impartial, thoughtful in my decision-making, and respectful of those people who appear in court. And lastly, as I mentioned earlier, I have a very deep involvement in the community as a member of the NAACP Criminal Justice Committee, volunteering for free clinics for years so that people have access to justice.
I assume you're proud also to have former Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager's endorsement.
I am very proud to have Peg's endorsement, as well as former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton, the chair of the county board, Sharon Corrigan, and many county supervisors, president of the Madison City Council, and many city alders.
State Senator Fred Risser.
State Senator Fred Risser.
Representative Diane Hesselbein. Representative Therese Purcell. There's a pretty long list.
There is, and I'm proud that my many years of experience in Dane County is reflected by the endorsements I have received.
You also just got virtually every union in the county to endorse you, and even some that aren't, you know, don't necessarily have a huge membership here, but the United Steelworkers came out and endorsed you. Why do you think that so many labor unions are endorsing you?
Well, I think the labor unions are endorsing me because they understand that I am an attorney who will give everyone a fair shake, and I am a judge who gives everyone a fair shake. And I believe that my values and the work that I have done for over 35 years and the work I do as a judge, they can trust me to apply the law fairly and equally.
And while you and your opponent have both done employment and labor law, only one of you's won a 7-0 Supreme Court case.
I am very proud. I've had many important cases during my 35 years as a lawyer, but certainly the recent win in the Wisconsin Supreme Court on behalf of Lila Oberton and was a particularly rewarding decision.
She was fired for incorrectly counting change, correct?
Correct. She was fired for making 8 mistakes over 80,000 transactions at the cash register.
You really went to bat for her. Then that was pro bono work, right?
It was pro bono, but let me say, we went to bat together. Lila Oberton is a very special client, and she stood up and we worked together to win that decision in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and I was honored to have represented Lila Oberton.
How did you do? How did you win over Michael Gableman, Rebecca Bradley? Who else was on the court? I mean, it's Patience Rogensack. That wasn't easy.
Well, I argued the law, and I believe deeply in the power of the law, and that if I was able to argue it persuasively, the Supreme Court decided in my favor.
Well, there are a lot of lawyers that have won cases before the state Supreme Court, but I am pretty sure that you are the only one, after winning a case, that would not only make sure that the woman was paid, but you drove her the checks in Chicago. You drove to Chicago and personally delivered the checks to her.
I did.
That's pretty honorable. Was that something you just did instinctively?
Well, it was a very important decision. And when I obtain an important decision or any of my decisions, when the client gets the money, I like to make sure they get it. And I was honored to greet Lila Oberton, hand her the checks, and she was so happy to receive them. We hugged each other.
Well, but nobody should have to battle the Kennedy Expressway and the Northwest Tollway. That's pretty cool. Right. Marilyn Townsend, the election is April
3rd.
April 3rd. And if you want to find out more about you or get involved and help, how do they do it?
My website is MarilynTownsendForJudge.com.
All right. Thanks, Marilyn.
Thank you, Sly.
All right. This is Sly'sOffice.com.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
You know, we work hard every day. In mills and mines, hospitals and schools, in office buildings, pharmacies and shipyards, factories and forests, in squad cars, ambulances and taxicabs. We do all kinds of jobs in Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and all across the United States and Canada. We build the things that build our country. We do things that keep our country going, support our families and our communities. We have the courage to stand up even when no one else does. We have the strength to fight for what's right, for our families and for yours. We're your friends, your neighbors, your sisters and brothers. We're more than 1 million members strong. We stand in solidarity with workers in every continent on the globe. We're the United Steelworkers Union, and every day we fight for you. Please join our fight. Visit usw.org or like us at facebook.com/steelworkers.